Hey, Cam, this is Greg Giannotti from The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're taping this, and we'll end up running it on Monday. So I really appreciate you wanting to do the interview.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
All right. I'll tape it. I'll say we're coming down in 3, 2, 1, and then we'll start with the questions that I sent you.
Okay.
All right. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's a pleasure to welcome in Kem Burch, former Pitt Panther. He's now transferring to UNLV. We haven't heard his side of the story yet, so we welcome him in. Kem, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to hear from you what your determining factor was to leave Pittsburgh.
I felt like it all started when Pascal had left, from what he had told me. And then when I got there, and then all of a sudden, just when I experienced the system.
As far as your contributions, it looked as if they were going to get bigger and better, and you certainly were a linchpin on this team. Now they're kind of left without what they needed in you. Do you have any regrets in that regard?
Not really. Like I said, from like what I heard, I don't really have a regret. Like I felt like I just wanted to try something different because I wasn't my fit.
How would you characterize your relationship with your teammates?
I only had like a relationship with like two teammates, but the rest was just like kind of like a, you know, being like an acquaintance.
As far as your relationship with Jamie Dixon, I've never heard really many people say bad things about the coach.
Oh no. Me and Coach Dixon, we were okay, you know, like we didn't really connect like that.
And when you say you didn't connect, it was, what do you mean by that?
Like there was like no relationship formed. Like, you know, I wouldn't call him or like to tell him like how I felt and all that, you know.
Now, as far as the fit, when you see UNLV, there was talk that maybe you were thinking about going to Kentucky. What is it about the way Pitt plays basketball that doesn't fit the way you play basketball?
I felt like they slow the ball down too much. It's not like a fast-paced team.
Did they say it was going to be a fast-paced team when you came in, and that kind of changed, and that's what kind of turned you off a little bit?
Yeah, like when I was there, they said, "Oh well, we don't slow the ball down. We're the third leading scoring team in the Big East. We don't slow the ball down." And they said, with all the athletes that are coming in, that we were going to be more of an up-tempo team.
We're with former Pitt basketball player Kem Burch. He has decided to leave. He will enroll at UNLV and matriculate there as a college basketball player. Was the city okay in accepting? Were you okay with the city of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know, I didn't mind the city. The city wasn't any problem at all.
So basically, just to reiterate, it came down to the system. There wasn't anything else with relationships with the coach or the players that made you want to start somewhere fresh.
It was also like the kind of relationship the team had with the team and the system.
What was it about the relationship that wasn't working as far as with your teammates?
I felt like just coming in as an All-American, they didn't like try to embrace me or anything. I felt like some felt threatened.
Like a little bit of, like, oh, I'm sorry, like a little bit of jealousy?
Yeah, kind of.
Interesting. Dante Taylor, a fellow, you know, McDonald's All-American, did you strike up a decent relationship with him?
Oh, yeah. I used to talk to Dante a lot about, like, what was going on at Pitt and all of that.
Who do you think felt threatened by
you? I don't want to name any names. I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just felt like some people felt threatened.
All right, Kem. When are you heading out to UNLV?
I'm on Sunday.
When Jamie, when you finally, you know, shared with him that you were thinking about leaving, how much did he and teammates and others try to talk you into sticking around?
He tried to talk me into a lot, and Ashton Gibbs and Nazir tried to talk me into it.
But I guess they just, your mind wasn't going to be changed on this one, was it?
Oh, no.
All right, and what final one for you, Kem? We appreciate the time. This is very nice for you to join us. What do you think is wrong? The team has struggled right now mightily. What do you think their biggest problem is?
I don't know, but like when I was there, I remember like when some people didn't get what they wanted in that, during the half. You know, if they didn't score a certain amount of points during halftime, it would be silence for those players. Like it wasn't like they were happy, even if we were winning. they'll just be mad, you know, because they didn't get what they wanted.
So you're saying it was a little bit selfish in the locker room? Wasn't a team concept?
Yeah, it was kind of. Yeah, it wasn't really like a team sometimes because, you know, some people just wanted what they wanted, and if they didn't get it, they'll just, you know, mope around.
Well, Ken, best of luck. We really hope that it works out for you at UNLV, and we appreciate the time. And keep in touch, all right?
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, thanks
Ken,
a lot,
take
Ken.
Care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.